Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us. Today we're talking about sea turtles. I love sea turtles too, just as much as I loved hippopotamuses. We are looking at Devotionals for Young Christians, Windows on God's World by Dr. James Tucker. I affectionately know him as Dr. Jim Tucker. Our verse is found in Psalms 36:6. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. Sea turtles grow to weigh 850 to 900 pounds, but they average about 300 to 400 pounds depending on the species. They inhabit temperate and tropical waters, and the females are well known for their ability to navigate unerringly every year through trackless oceans to tiny islands where they were born. There they lay their eggs in the sand and return to the sea to wander thousands of miles before returning to the same island the next year. Recently, a young Korean sailor fell overboard off the Pacific coast of Nicaragua. No one on board the ship noticed the accident, and his cries for help could not be heard above the sounds of the ship. 15 hours later, the Swedish ship, the Citadel, was sailing in the same area when a crewman spied what looked like a man's head in the ocean. He called others, but at first they didn't believe it could be a man. But then a neck and shoulder appeared above the water. When the young Korean was rescued, he reported that shortly after falling overboard, a large sea turtle came by and he climbed on its back. Fortunately, or as we believe, providentially, the turtle didn't die below the surface once during the 15 hours he clung to its back. Wonderful are the ways in which God sometimes acts to preserve individuals from injury and death. And we have a fascinating example of the way he works to save them physically in the story of the Korean sailor. But eager as God is to save men physically, he is far, far more concerned about saving us spiritually. When he preserves people, as he did the Korean sailor by using a turtle, or Jonah by providing a great fish, he does so in order that eventually they might be willing to do his will. What a wonderful story. I've been able to swim with a few sea turtles when I went to Taiwan a few years ago. That was a real treat. And then once when I went down to Nag's Head and went on the ferry, a big sea turtle came swimming up in front of us. So I just love sea turtles. I think they're magnificent. Well, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for these inspiring stories, knowing that you can intervene providentially on our behalf using human beings and animals and our angels that we can't even see. We also know that sometimes we go through tremendous trials and that your Holy Spirit is there holding us up, comforting us, guiding us. And we just ask that this day as we do our words and that they be your words and that it comforts someone and that they can feel your holy presence there, that they can feel your healing power. God, you are so good. Thank you so much. All this I pray in thy holy name. Amen. Ta-da! Arts and crafts, and keeping with our theme with Windows on God's World, we're looking at an arts and crafts that we could do that has to do with sea turtles. And there's a couple of them. You know, turtles are one of the easier shapes to mold with clay. And kids love doing that because right away they can see. And then there's one craft that I put on the Pinterest site that you actually use clay. And then you use, you know how the kids always find all those shells at the beach? They're bleached by the sun. So now you can do so many things. You can either use it as the back of your little clay turtle, or you can paint it green and make it into the shell itself becomes the sea turtle, and just add some, you know, construction paper head, arms and tail. And then there's another one I put on there that's a paper craft, paper plate kind of bowl craft. You'll see it there. All of these crafts, you know, are made by a human, an adult, and you have to kind of translate how easy would that be for a kid to make. You want the kids to make their own crafts. I also put a video about sea turtles, the lost years, talking about baby sea turtles. Every single video I could find started with the idea that the earth was billions of years old. And of course, I believe in the new earth. And when it says the sea turtle was about the same time as a dinosaur, I'm fine with that. I believe that dinosaurs are mentioned in Job when he talks about the great Leviathan. But I'm not really into that it's billions of years ago. And so when you're talking about doing your antediluvian history, that might be one of the things you would explore, is the prehistoric animals along with the prehistoric people. That's really fascinating. And from a Christian's point of view, there's other people who've done research. It's not as prevalent as this evolution, but it's prevalent. It's there for the asking. So as you're doing your arts and crafts and working on your sea turtles, also be learning about them and just have fun learning. Curriculum Corner. Well, I love this website called, I don't know really what it's called. I go to CSD, the number 4, tech, TECH.com. Leave a space and then put in whatever grade I'm looking for. And I'm trying to get these on my benchmarks and on my Pinterest site, MR Gamblin too, so that I'll have a nice collection for you. I'll have second grade math benchmarks, third grade math benchmarks, and fourth grade math benchmarks. And we're looking at, for first grade today, can I write and represent a group of objects up to 20? Can I solve addition problems with words using 10 objects or drawings? So as you go to that website and it asks you the questions, you can look at whatever curriculum product you are purchasing, whether it's Math UC or Singapore Math or Saxon Math, and you can say, does it cover all that at least? It should cover that minimally and more. So go to my Pinterest site. You'll see I have the benchmarks. This is the best one that I found. And I have first, second, and third grade. Remember, curriculum is not just the book or video series, but it's the learning path that you, as the educator, make for that child. So that's my advice. Take it for whatever it's worth. Now we have to go to break. Want to remind you that if you send me a donation to MRG Media, P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783, that we will send you a book from one of our authors that we've interviewed. We've just, through these years, have such a vast collection. We've been sending boxes to libraries, and I thought, you know, why not bless our readers? Costs us about $15 to mail it to you, but hey, so be it. You've heard their interviews, you might as well get their books. So with that being said, please stay tuned. We're finishing the interview with Pat Williams, The Success Intersection. Every single young person needs to hear this so that they know how God will lead them in the future. We'll be right back.
Sheridan. I like to give tips and advice off of information. Most of us want to get good grades, so I researched on tips on how to increase your knowledge when you study to get better grades. Here are the two tips. 1. Listening to Mozart when you study is a good way to get better grades. It is scientifically proven when listening to Mozart, it increases your knowledge. 2. A pastor once told me that it's good to have a devotional with God before you study for a test, or anything. God will help give you the wisdom and knowledge when you simply just spend a little time with Him, and that is a wonderful way to study.
This Kids Talk moment was brought to you by Baltimore White Marsh Adventist School. For more information, go to www.bwmschool.org.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.
Welcome back. I'm talking with Pat Williams, the author of The Success Intersection. We're talking about the book. I hope you were here with us for the first part of the show. If not, well, go to our podcast and you can hear it again. Pat, we were talking about how do we identify our talents. It would really help us know what we wanted to be when we grew up if we knew what we were good at.
Rose, that's where parents and grandparents and teachers and coaches and youth workers, that's where they come in. I think any young people under our supervision have the right to hear from us and explain to young people, I see potential here, Fred. In fact, I noticed that you've got leadership skills because everybody on the playground gravitates to you. And in the classroom, they all listen to you when you say, sit down, or whatever. An English teacher says to Mary Lou in the eighth grade, I love the way you write. I mean, you're creative in your vocabulary. Wow. I mean, I really think you have a future in writing.
And, you know, sometimes no one tells you anything. You
just... At Rose, that's what you hit it. And so kids, without any input, any direction in this regard, they begin to try and figure it out on their own, and they wander and drift. But when kids are very young, when children are younger, we need to be planting seeds in their life about what we see for them in the future.
Amen.
I love the way you do this, or I really see some skills here. Are you aware of, you know, this ability mm-hmm. that you seem to have? You say to your 8-year-old, and that input is not wasted.
Yes.
Now the kid may not jump up and down and have a eureka moment right there, but believe me, we are planting issues, mm-hmm. seeds in his life. And you're right; many young people never hear that. They never get any direction. They never get that word of hope and direction. But we need, as parents and coaches and all, we need, Rose, to really be talking to kids about their future at a young age. We need to be talking to them about where do you want to go to college. I did that drill with my children when it was college time. Do you want to go to a big school or a small school? Do you want to go where the weather is colder, or do you want to stay where it's warmer? Do you want to go to a big-time sports school or a smaller? You know, I would walk them through that drill to try and get them focused on where might be the best place to go to college. And so it's a good discussion we're having on that topic, Rose.
We can't affirm our children too much.
And we need to spot talent.
Yeah.
A quick story. My son, Bobby, lives in Sarasota. He works in professional baseball, but they have twin boys. They're 4 years old. And from the time little Teddy ball game, was 2 years old, he was running, he was taking a bat, he was swinging it, and they signed him up for T-ball as a 4-year-old, 4-, 5-, and 6-year-old league.
Yeah.
He's played his first game as a 4-year-old in T-ball. I went over to see the first game, and the little guy's pretty good. I mean, he hits it, and he can run pretty good. And now his twin brother, Jack, couldn't care less. Do you want to play ball? No, he had no interest. But he loves to entertain.
Yes.
And he loves to make people laugh.
So he'll be the commentator.
Loves to tell stories. So they've got him signed up this fall in the little theater in Sarasota. He'll be five then. And so parents need to be looking and not forcing, you know, to force little Jack to say, Jack, you're playing ball. I don't care. No. Oh, it wouldn't be fair to him.
Yeah. I love that.
So you've got to really be alert and figure out what it is at an early age, what your children seem to be enjoying and where do they have some inclination to. So that's a quick little story about Teddy and Jack. One a ball player, one an actor. So, and their parents seem to have spotted that at a very, very young age.
And we need both.
And so
tell me about the 10,000 hour rule.
Well, that's this famous 10,000 hours that the great ones have put in 10,000 hours of practice. Whether it's the violinist or the pianist or the baseball player or the basketball player or the mountain climber or whatever it is, 10,000 hour rule. I happen to think that it's not accurate. I would say that these great stars in whatever the field have put in far more hours than 10,000 hours. I think that 10,000 hour rule is probably low. That the ones who have really, really excelled and become stars, I believe they put in more than 10,000 hours, and they continue to do it. By the way, you know, Michael Jordan was playing in the NBA. I mean, well, deep into his 30s. And he was practicing and working just as hard at 38 as he did when he was 21. They never stop. They never let up. They never want to embarrass themselves. They always are trying to take it to another level.
Yeah.
And there's a good lesson for us. We never have arrived with
That's
success.
Right.
We're never at the point where we can say, I am successful and I will be the rest of my life. You better keep chucking away at it. You better keep working at it, trying to keep improving, taking your talents. In other words, never take your talent for granted.
Right. So what are some things that might be dream stompers and confidence killers that we need to avoid?
Negative people comes to my mind. People who want to down your dreams, who speak to you. Walt Disney, by the way, Rose, called them well-poisoners.
Well-poisoners.
These are people who are negative and themselves, and they're planting negative seeds in you. You'll never do that. What makes you think you could be a radio announcer?
Yeah.
You know, that's never going to happen. Because there's something negative in their spirit, and they're going to infect you with it. So I tell when it's possible, try and avoid those well poisoners in your life when you can. Now, if your parents happen to be well poisoners, that's a lot tougher. But hopefully, in the life of a youngster, there is somebody who Walt Disney, by the way, called a life enhancer.
Life enhancer,
too. Hopefully you have a teacher or a coach or a grandparent who is a life enhancer who can overcome the well poisoners. But I tell young people, don't date well poisoners. Certainly don't marry one.
Yes.
And if you've got friends in your life who are constantly negative, they have no goals, dreams, or aspirations, and they don't want you to have them either.
Right.
You've got to avoid them.
Yes. That's great advice.
Because they'll infect you. You know, they'll get through to you, and the next thing you know, you'll be pulled down to their level.
Yes.
Whereas you want to soar, and you want to live to your full potential. You want to become everything that God intended you to be when he planted you on this earth.
Amen.
You need people to be uplifting and encouraging and rooting for you and cheering you on.
And recognize it for what it is. If you have a negative person in your life, and you maybe they're a relative or somebody you really can't totally get away from. You just have to really discipline yourself to focus on God.
Well, God is there rooting and cheering for us.
He is.
Believe me, He wants us to do well. He wants us to live to our full potential. But eventually, you've got to begin to weed out those negative influences in your life because they, it's like crabs in a barrel, Rose. I don't know whether you've ever seen them, but you catch crabs and put them in a barrel. And they begin to try and escape, and they start trying to get up the side of that can or that jar where you've got the tub, and they'll never escape, because as one crab begins to emerge, the others are down below him pulling him back.
Yes.
Back down into the water,
right.
Back down where they are. And so you don't have to worry about a crab getting out of there, because the others will pull him down. And so I think it's the same with us.
Well, we have 1 minute left in the show, and I'd like you to leave us with one word. We have been talking to Pat Williams, author of The Success Intersection, and just leave us one word of courage here.
Well, seek out and have mentors in your life, Rose. It's important to have mentors, all of us, no matter what our age. We can call them mentors or life coaches or sages. But everybody needs mentors in their life. You don't need 20 of them, but you need 3 or 4 people in your life that you can go to. And I have found that the key quality that mentors must have is called wisdom. Wisdom is a big deal to God. He writes about it a great deal in his book. And seek out those people with wisdom. Go to them. Seek their counsel. Ask their advice. Tell them what's going on in your life and get their view of it. And don't try and do it all alone. We need people around us who care about us, love us, want the best for us. And it may be a parent. It may be an older relative. It could be somebody at the school. But find mentors and listen to them.
Yes.
And follow their counsel. That enhances talent,
yes.
Rose. And Rose, keep being a good reader. You know,
yes.
I'm big on books, big on reading. And I think gifted people, keep learning their whole life.
Yes.
Learning and leadership, for example, are indispensable to each other.
That is a great way to conclude this show. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, I'm inspired. I think that I finally, after all these years, figured out that my talents lie in teaching. And that I love doing it, so it's not really work for me. I thank the Lord every single day that I have the energy to get up and go run around with a bike. I'm right now working with a little girl, teaching her how to stop her bike. She can make it go, but she can't stop it. And I'm just running around and around with her, praising the Lord that I can do that. And I hope that each one of you looks at what God has handed you to do and just enjoy and praise the Lord for it, whatever that may be. So as we conclude the show, I have my favorite thing. When I say God bless, I really want God to bless you today. So God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.